USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr is expected to discuss the Mueller report in a matter of hours when he testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. Democrats have accused Barr of misrepresenting some key findings in the final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller before the redacted version of the report was released. And now a letter from Mueller has surfaced in which he, too, criticizes Barr's interpretation. Venezuelans are expected to fill streets today in what opposition leader Juan Guaido is promising will be the largest march in that nation's history, a day after he called for Venezuela's military to force out President Nicolas Maduro. Most Western nations, including the U.S., as well as the European Union, recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. Yankees star pitcher CeCe Sabathia is the newest member of baseball's 3,000 strikeout club, and this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true, when it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The suspected gunman in a deadly shooting at UNC Charlotte, now in police custody, and 22-year-old Tristan Terrell was arrested after investigators say he opened fire on campus yesterday, killing two people, injuring four others. New York State's Democratic governor pushing back against President Trump's criticism of a new investigation launched against the NRA. Cuomo saying yesterday,
I understand why the president would immediately assume, well, it must be a political investigation because that's the way he sees the world. But again, that's not the way we operate in New York.
Cuomo saying State Attorney General Letitia James is well within her jurisdiction since the gun rights group is chartered in New York. On Saturday, her office announced they had issued subpoenas and started an inquiry into the NRA's finances. Remember to find us online anytime. Our newly redesigned website is at usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The leading Democrat running for president is courting some blue-collar workers in Pittsburgh. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Calling himself a union man, former Vice President Joe Biden held his first presidential campaign rally in Pittsburgh Monday, aiming a speech at the middle class. Biden mocked the president's tax cuts.
There was a $2 trillion tax cut last year. Did you feel it? Did you get anything from it? Of course not. All of it went to folks at the top and corporations that pay no taxes. The number of corporations that pay no taxes now has doubled.
After Biden won the endorsement of the International Association of Firefighters, Trump tweeted that he'll never get the support of the dues-crazy union leadership, those people who rip off their membership with ridiculously high dues, medical and other expenses while being paid a fortune. But Trump tweets, the members love him.
A recent survey revealed 6 million U.S. parents have at least one child under 18 with their own credit card. John Clements has more.
The survey conducted by CreditCards.com found 21% of the parents questioned said their youngster used the plastic at least once without their permission. Despite that finding, Ted Rossman, an industry analyst with CreditCards.com, said he supports children having their own credit card.
We know that far too many people are left out of the credit system. FICO actually says 53 million Americans don't have enough data in their credit files to even generate a FICO score.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.